Australia is one country from the OECD with the lowest rate of daily cigarette smokers. That's according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. However, cigarette butts are the most common plastic debris in Australia, with more than 8 billion butts littered annually. One organisation is calling the federal government to take a stance against this issue. With more than 4.5 trillion butts littered globally each year, No More Butts are advocating for a strong global plastics treaty. The Wires contributor from 3MDR, John Weeks, spoke with founder Shannon Med about their efforts to reduce this pollutant.
The first thing to note is many people wouldn't be aware that cigarette butts are actually plastic. So I'm an ex-smoker myself, and no one ever told me that I was breathing in my tobacco through plastic. And what that does actually is then create this filter, and literally it's not so much filtering the particulate out of your body, it's actually kind of catching them almost like a sponge. When they're littered into the environment, they can actually leach up to, there's 7,000 chemicals and heavy metals that are trapped in these cigarette filters, and they can leach them into the environment. When we say toxic plastic pollution, it actually really is.
I remember back early days where pretty much a lot of people were smoking. I don't see that many smokers now, but I think what you will explain to me that there's enough smokers out there to cause problems. Am I correct?
Probably two parts to that as well is that, you know, if you were smoking in your 20s, let's say 30, 40, 50 years ago, the population was a lot lower. Even though we've had great success rates from a health perspective in reducing the percentage of those that smoke, the population has increased to the level where the net result is not significantly different. It's reduced, absolutely, but it's not significantly different. So that actually creates, you know, I guess, this stable source of litter. So as a percentage, you may be seeing less people smoke, but unfortunately, that's still creating roughly the same amount of litter. There's estimates that show about 8.9 billion littered in Australia alone, and that's just production estimates and importation estimates with an assumption of 50% of those smoke and litter. So it's not scientific, but it's pretty clear.
And the information I've got here, how recent is it?
Well, that was an audit that they just recently conducted. They do an audit every sort of cycle of X amount of years. So in this one, they saw an overall litter reduction across the six sites that they audited, but there were some which actually had increased. And in three of the six sites, cigarette butts were the most littered form or the most commonly found item. And look, that's consistent with, you know, the Clean Up Australia annual report. That's consistent with the EPA New South Wales. That's consistent with our own findings. So this is, you know, a littered item, but people quite often look past it because it is not large and they do not think it is litter or do not realise it's plastic.
Looking at your media release, it's quoted that this toxic plastic pollution doesn't just ruin our waterways, it threatens human health, contaminates our food chain and compromises our diets. That's quite a chain of events, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously they're always ridden to go, oh, what's this about? And, you know, obviously people have picked that up. But I think it's logical when we look at toxic pieces of plastic being littered into the environment, and we know that 40% of those end up in the waterway. And that's obviously where we have our fish and marine species, and we know the damage of microplastics and plastics in general and toxic chemicals, you know, on that food chain.
Looking at Australia, for example, how do we compare with other countries? Do you got that information?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is we're one of the highest consumers in the developed world, which is quite scary. I think we're second to Singapore. So we're actually consuming at a much higher rate than the rest of the world, and we're actually recycling at very low rates as well. So recycling may not be the answer, but it's obviously part of the overall solution. And what that means is if we're consuming more and recycling less, it has to end up somewhere.
What steps have you been doing in order to bring this to people's attention, but also government departments?
Yeah, so we do everything from, for example, we're doing an activation which we call the Big Butt Hunt. So we'll do that in September the 20th to mark World Cleanup Day. And that's been a relatively localised activation, but we're looking to build the locations this year. I would say that we're not a cleanup organisation, but sometimes cleanup is great because it brings community together and it can raise the profile of the issue.
Definitely.
But we obviously don't just want to keep cleaning up. I've been working a lot on the advocacy side and working with particular state but also federal governments here, and then as part of this international plastics treaty discussion as well. And that's just to raise the concept that these are a plastic and they could be considered in things like plastics bans, but then also other interventions as well. So, but everything from single-use plastic bans, everything from things like smoke-free places, those things are strategies which are worth considering, and we'll do those on either local, state, national or international level.
No More Butts founder Shannon Med speaking with The Wire's contributor, 3MDR's John Weeks.